Easy and Happy English，
轻松快乐学英文。
救恩之声广播中心策划制作。
Welcome, my friend, to Easy and Happy English. I'm Catherine.
亲爱的朋友，我们非常欢迎你再一次来收听我们的英语节目。我是 Brad， 中文名字是德鱼，得到的德，钓鱼的鱼。
Have you ever been asked to be a guarantor?
是不是曾经有人要你做保人呢？
What did you do?
你怎么做呢？
Today's sentence is from Proverbs chapter 11, verse 15 in the Bible.
今天我们的经文在箴言11章15节。
He who puts up security for another will surely suffer, but whoever refuses to strike hands in pledge is safe. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 15.
箴言11章15节。为外人作保的必受亏损，恨恶己长的却得安稳。
So let's learn about today's scripture.
我们先来了解一下这段经文的意思吧。
He who puts up, puts up, P-U-T-S-U-P, puts up.
一开始说 he who puts up, he 就是指他，他这个人用 who WHO 来引导一个子句，就是他这个人怎么样呢？ Puts up 设置什么什么叫做 puts up， P-U-T-S 空格 U-P puts up， 这个人为了别人设置什么什么。
He who puts up security， security S-E-C-U-R-I-T-Y security，
security 就是保证安全，叫做 security， S-E-C-U-R-I-T-Y security， security 就是保证或安全，所以这个人是为了别人来设置的保证或设置安全。
He who puts up security for another will surely suffer. Surely S-U-R-E-L-Y surely。
He who puts up security, 这个人为人设置的、安全设置的保证 for another, 为了另外一个人必定会怎么样，叫做 surely, S-U-R-E-L-Y, surely, 必然会怎么样呢？
He will surely suffer, suffer, S-U-F-F-E-R, suffer.
Suffer 就是受苦。遭难叫做 suffer， S-U-F-F-E-R suffer， 为人作保的必受亏损，必受苦，或是必遭难的意思。
But whoever refuses， refuses， R-E-F-U-S-E-S refuses。
接着说 but， 但是呢， whoever 就是任何一个人怎么样呢， refuses拒绝做什么事叫 refuses， R-E-F-U-S-E-S refuses 就是拒绝怎么样呢？
To strike hands, strike, S-T-R-I-K-E, strike, hands, H-A-N-D-S, hands.
Refuses to strike hands, 拒绝击掌。Strike hands 就是击掌，跟别人击掌。Strike, S-T-R-I-K-E, 空格 H-A-N-D-S, strike hands, 击掌。Refuses to strike hands 就是拒绝击掌。
In pledge, pledge, P-L-E-D-G-E, pledge.
In pledge 就是保证。In pledge.I-N 空格 P-L-E-D-G-E pledge 就是保证的意思，所以为了保证而跟别人击掌，这样的事情我们不可做。这边说 refuses 拒绝 to strike hands in pledge， 拒绝 机长保证的人是怎么样呢？
Is safe. Safe. S-A-F-E. Safe.
这样的人是安全的。Is safe. S-A-F-E. Safe 就是安全的。所以后半段这个中文圣经把它翻译成恨恶机长的却得安稳。
Now let's read the scripture together.
我们现在跟着 Catherine 来读这一段的经文。
He who puts up security for another will surely suffer. But whoever refuses to strike hands in pledge is safe.Proverbs chapter 11, verse 15.
箴言十一章十五节，为外人作保的必受亏损，恨恶己长的却得安稳。
Now let's have some sharing time.
好，我们现在进入我们分享的时间咯。
It's so hard for me to say no to my best friend who wants me to be a guarantor for him. If I say no, I'll lose this friend. What should I do?
我们今天思想的问题是呢，我最好的朋友要我替他做保，我很难说不啊。如果我说不呢，我就会失去这个朋友，我该怎么办呢？
The scripture does not say that being a guarantor is always wrong.
圣经并不是说为人作保总是错的。
It is warning against the dangers and risks.
其实圣经是在警告我们要注意到这其中的危险还有风险。
If you are a guarantor,
如果你是一个作保的人,
you are responsible for the person's debt if he or she does not pay it.
当你作保的对方没有办法付出钱的时候, 你就要必须要付出他的债务。
If your friend asks you to be a guarantor,
如果你的朋友要你成为作保的人,
You can refuse and explain that you do not wish for this contract to affect your friendship.
你可以拒绝并且要解释呢，你不希望这样的一个合约来影响到你们的友谊。
You can also mention that you are saying no because you want to obey God.
你也可以提到呢，你跟他说不呢，是因为你要顺服上帝的吩咐。
If they are a true friend,
如果他们是真正的好朋友,
they will understand that you view their friendship as more important than this transaction.
他们就会知道呢，你是更重视他们的友谊，胜过于这样的一个作保的一个过程。
Finally, let's listen to the verse once again.
最后我们再来听一次这段的经文。
He who puts up security for another will surely suffer, but whoever refuses to strike hands in pledge is safe. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 15.
箴言十一章十五节，为外人作保的必受亏损，恨恶己长的却得安稳。
Thanks for listening.
谢谢你的收听。
If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to write to us. We would love to hear from you.
如果你有任何的问题或建议，请写信给我们，我们很乐意收到你的来信。
We have teaching material on our website for you to download. Please check it out.
我们有讲义在我们的网站上供您下载，请前往看看吧。
Talk to you again soon.
我们下次再聊咯。